May LA class part 2.
If a man is just now dying, what is his kartavya?
Duty.
And if a man today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, after 100 years, but he will die, what is? And then you know that Sukadeva Goswami began to speak Harikatha. 6 days he passed. On seventh day, he finished 10th canto also. And now 11 and 12 were remaining. At that time, he began to speak about Krishna. That at that time, Brahma came in Dwarkapuri after finishing all Mahabharata also. And then Brahma came and told, for what we have prayed you, it is now completed. All the demons have been killed. You have killed in boyhood Aghasur, Bakasur, Putala, Kansa, Jarasandha and others. And also in Dwarkapuri you have finished all the demons like Pandak Vasudev, Kashi, Naresh, Kaljavan, Shishupal, Dantavakra and others. And especially in Mahabharata, you have finished whole Akshavani Sanda, unlimited. Only 8% were saved, 9%. But 5 Pandavas and Krishna. And in other side, Aswatthama, Kripacharya and Kritabharma. Only this. And all finished. In Dwarka also, so many demons were finished. So now, you should come to return back to your Golok. The burden of earth has been removed. Krishna tells them that yes, but not fully finished. There are so many persons. The Jadubansi Jadav, in my umbrella. Understand umbrella?
Under my shelter.
Even demigods cannot conquer them. They will defeat them also. So when I will go, they will be very curious and burdened from far earth. Let me finish them and then happily I will come. And when in the way, I will come to your Brahmaloka also. So, after that they finished prayer and they went. Demigods, Brahma, Shankara and others. After that, you know that how a corpse from Brahmins came to die for their dynasty. Once in Dwarka, some was very beautiful looking as ladies, more than ladies. They decorated her as a very beautiful lady. And they put something here so that she is pregnant. And they went to the rishis, Durvasa, Narad, oh, so many high class of rishis were there. In Prahas, they were telling Harikatha to each other, and in the meantime, the wicked boys of Jadubansi, naughty, they went and ask, O Maharshi, O Brahmin, you know past, future and present. Tell me, she is very shy, she cannot ask himself, herself. A baby will come, but it will be boy or
girl,
you should tell. Then they neglected. But again and again, then when they asked, they became angry and told that, oh, no boy, no children, nothing, a musal. Musal, you know, in India. A wooden, like this. And in middle,
a gada.
And in the end, some round iron is given.
Mace, club.
From that, the Indian ladies, they are clearing rice and other things. So when they heard, at once they became very nervous. And they went to Ugrasen Maharaj. They told, they never went to Krishna, but they went to Ugrasen and told the fact. And they saw, a musal was there. Then they became very frightened. Then Ugrasen
told
what to do.
And this will be the cause of your finish of the dynasty.
And they told that it will face
your whole dynasty.
Then Ugrasen, not telling anything to Krishna, he told that bring that musal, and the wooden part was burned, and the
iron,
remaining iron, it cannot burn, so he rub it, and it became like dust. But one part, like arrow's end, they cannot make it dust, so they gave it all the dust and that in ocean. At once, ocean returned the dust in cost, and they became a very
tall grasses.
Reeds like them.
And the arrow like a fish took it. And it was caught by any
fisherman.
And when he brought, he saw some iron. And then he put that arrow in the end of arrow. After that, Krishna was thinking that, Brahma Shap has come. Krishna is himself Supreme Personality of Godhead. If he wanted, he can reject that Brahmasap and turn into but he wanted that. So he wanted, and that is why Krishna told, now we are seeing so many inauspicious things are going on. So we should not remain here. Also take their all wealth and everything, and they should change their houses outside anywhere, and we should go to Prabhas, where Saraswati River is there, very sacred. There we will please Brahmins by charity and also sacred
fire
sacrifice. So our Brahmanakshatra will be subsided. So all accepted, and all thing was removed, and Krishna took his all Jadavansis and went there, and they did fire sacrifice. They donated everything to Brahmin and others. But the naughty Jadavansis, they take marae, madhu, wine, and became mad like this. And they began to quarrel like enemies. Baldev and Krishna told them, warned them, not to quarrel. But they don't listen anything. And in the meantime, before this happening, Uddhava talking Krishna, he came here. Where is Krishna? He knew that Krishna wants to give up this world. So he began to wait and told that, I know that you have sung some Brahmin's cause. And the Jadavansi will be finished in very soon. What should I do? I cannot remain without you. I will die without you. Then Krishna told, I want that after my Golok departure to Golok, you should remain in this world as my representative. You live in Bhadrikasram and also in Praja and tell my Harikatha to others that my Harikatha should not stop. At that time Krishna was giving so many instructions to Uddhava. That is called Uddhava. We generally read up to 10th canto or Madhur Madhur. But how this Madhur will come? How this sweet will come? There is a process. Without following 10th canto, 11th canto and 10th, we cannot come in process of hearing or going, entering in the sweet pastimes of Krishna. It is necessary. So Krishna began to tell, and telling in very short. Oh, one skirtan. Gauranga Balita. You should hear them patiently and try to follow the instruction that I will say.
Gauranga Balita Habe Gauranga Shariya
Gauranga Balita Habe Gauranga Shariya
Sorry.
Support and nourish them, but thinking that they are all belongs to Krishna, not mine. Like Srinivas Acharya, Shivas Pandit, like Ambarish Maharaj, like others. Then he told that only in this human life we can realize the relation with Krishna, not in other any other
form of life.
Any what?
Other species.
Species of life. And then he began to talk that I'm telling something you should follow. Once a person naked, quite naked, but very young, found health to be traveling everywhere in the world, very happy. And one king, what name?
Yadu
Maharaj saw him and he told, oh, who are you? You are seen naked, but very happy, and you are traveling whole world. How you are happy? I am monarch of all, I am king, but I am not happy at all. In world, very rare person like you are happy. Otherwise, all are unhappy and suffering. One day they will have to give up this body also. So, he told that my name is
Dattatreya.
I made 24 guru, siksha guru. And I have learned so many things from them. And that is why living in this world, but world does not touch me. I don't need blanket. I don't need bed. No any drinking water. My hands are there. Earth is no roof. Only a sky is my roof. So I'm always happy. So I have learned all these things from 24 Siksha Guru. Like earth. Anyone is digging earth, making urine and stool there, making so many nonsense to put me. Earth. But she does not want anything. She does not take
revenge. Not revenge.
Nothing. The trees are part of earth, coming from earth. Their whole life is for others. Their seeds, their fruits, their shadow, their bark, wood, is all for others. So don't leave for your benefit. Be like tree, tolerance like more than trees. Even if anyone cut, they will not. If a man is cutting the branches up there, wood, the tree, oh, they can give him fruit, seed and everything. So we should be like that. You should be giving honor to others. Don't want your honor. I've learned all these things from earth. I have also learned from sun. He is my guru. How? He is taking all the rasa, but
juice
from everywhere, good and bad. Also from iconic stool and other. But he does not take. Always he is
impure.
Impure. like fire. Fire can burn stool and other things. But he is always
pure.
So a man should be that. A devotee who is practicing bhakti yoga sadhak, he should be like that. So he told so many things. Also he told there was a lady prostitute. His name was Pingala. Very beautiful, very beautiful. More than Apsara. He decorated himself daily and used to sit on the
entrance
of his home, thinking that this person, wealthy person, will come and give me money. So, if that person used to pass away, then what think of? Oh, this person has gone. Another wealthy person will come. Oh, he is coming and he will come to me. But he also went. About 12 in night passed, no wealthy person came to her. Then he became detached from all these things. Oh, what I am doing? Nonsense. I am very wretched. I have sold my body for nothing, for wealth. But wealth cannot save me. So better to give up all things. And he gave up all these things from her heart and went to sleep, and he slept. So, what Pingala so sapa?
Sukham sa sapa pingala.
Asahi parmam dukham. Nairasam parmam sukham. Jad chind asa pingala suswapa pingala. Pingala was restless daily. But this time, a detachment from world came, and then he left that hope and he slept. We should also take some lesson. Krishna is telling, a sadhak should take that life and life past, unlimited life. We are enjoying these things, ladies and men both. But they are not detached. They should think this. Old is coming very soon. They don't read all these things. They don't think about this. That very soon you are going to die. What nonsense we are doing. Especially brahmachari as in sannyasi. They should take a lesson from this. More other things he told, and in the last he told, there was a king Pururva. That prostitute, Dattatreya came to her house. And she fell on the feet of that Dattatreya. And Dattatreya, he prayed that you should give me mantra and I will do bhajan. Kindly Dattatreya gave him, and he left his prostitute and became a very pure lady and sadhak. Thus we should think over all these matters and try to follow. As I told, you have in past your lives, you have become like Apsara and very beautiful king, like what name I told?
Yadumarana.
Pururva. He was very beautiful. So what became? Pururva. He was the emperor of whole world. Very powerful and very beautiful. But he was not satisfied by his wife. So many wives, even not satisfied. One day he went to forest to hunt, and there he saw a very, very beautiful lady, and that was Urvashi. Urva told, oh Devi, who are you? What you are searching here? I am attracted so much to you. I want to marry you. But who are you and what you want? Then that lady came, Urvashi. And
Heavenly planet,
I am Urvashi. I was searching any husband, and luckily I found you. Oh, very beautiful young you are. So I also want to marry you. Then, at once he married and went with kingdom and began to enjoy each other. Oh, 1,000 years that Pururva never thought that days and night are going and coming and going. He was already mad after her. So 1,000 years passed. One day, before the marriage, Urvashi has told to king that if I will see naked you, at once I will give up you and I will go to my room. Pururva told, yes, I accept this. I will never be naked with you. You cannot see. But one day, when he was sleeping king, in the meantime, any person came weeping.
Gandharva
came there. Two ships. And he was stolen. And that person weeping loudly and prayed king to save. He took his bow and arrow, and in the hurry he left his cloth and he became naked. But even he went and set that ships. And when he returned, at once Urvashi told, like thunderbolt, Urvashi told, I cannot live with you, like you have failed to keep your promise. And she began to run away. And thus, Pururva, being the supreme master of whole world, he began to follow her, weeping. Oh Devi, oh Devi, stop. Don't give up me. I will die without you. You should stop for a moment and talk with me, be with me, return back to my kingdom. But she left and went to Urvashi Lok. He was so mad that he left his kingdom. He left everything, his children, his so much
opulence,
and followed, weeping. And when he reached there, at once renounce came. Oh, what I have done? Oh, this Urvashi has cheated me. He has looted me. He has taken everything mine. He took my son now's order, Brahmachari order. Everything. But I'm like a mad and wretched person. I never thought. Oh, day after day after day after day. And I was totally absorbed in pleasing that Urvashi. But I couldn't. Now I don't want Urvashi. Detachment came. I want to return back to this earth. And why not? Giving my whole energy to Krishna. By himself. What desire he can fulfill? Nothing. So he began to repent and repent. And at last he came to this earth and he began to do bhakti of Krishna, and very soon he reached bhavavastha and then prayed. So we should think over this. We should like Pururva. But in the end, Pururva repented for this. Why not we? So I want that we should repent and again come in line and do bhajan. The ladies cannot give anything, or any person cannot give to ladies, vice versa. I am not telling only to men. Both I am telling. We should not lose our this life in only intoxications and other things. At once return to back to Godhead. And repent. So, Gaur Pramanande. After here, I will go to Houston, and after that, I will go to Texas. So, I am inviting all if they can come to Houston, and if you cannot come to Houston, you must come to San Francisco.
Badger.
And keep the
mic
going ahead tomorrow.
Yeah.
And one also request to you. I'm very happy to see you so many. But I want that fishing center of
Rose Avenue.
Here, it was preaching center. I like this center much. So I am requesting you all, you are so many devotees, you should learn something. We will make a board very beautiful. Those who are here in LA are nearby LA. Like Brijesh Prabhu, like Jamuna Prasad, like Maharaj, like Radhan Kanta, I will tell him to be like others. And you should make a group. And all devotees should donate something. If they can denote for themselves, why not for Guru? Why not for Krishna? Preaching center is for Krishna. Guru wishes what? Anyhow to attract persons towards Krishna. So our preaching center for this, not enjoying center. So I request all, if you can donate for you, you can spend it for you. Why not something for me, for Krishna? So I request that, and I hope that you will hear me and all top to bottom. So give some donation to keep that preaching center. And in the last, if you lack response, then we will have to sell anyhow. But I request that you should all give something, and I think it is not very big cost you can do. So all should give some donations, and get this thing, I will be very happy. Mahanandra.